Blog Talk Radio.
Been running through me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream. Always in a rush, I know you're busy for lunch. Taking pictures of your coffee.
Yes, we do. We all go running around and around and around. And now we're going to stop running around for a while, sit back and relax, and listen and enjoy the moment. Yes, this is our official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. He's Newborn. If you have not heard of them yet, you will, because they're on the brink of exploding into a world-renowned band. And if you want to hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy the wonderful sounds. And now it's time to step into the Sippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, to step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, confidence, control, and awareness. Tippy Talk is where you go from where you are to where you want to be. And that's the way it is, everybody. Happy Memorial Day. I hope you guys had a whole bunch of barbecue, because I didn't. So I hope you enjoyed one for me too. Today we have something very special for you. We have a guest that came to us from all over the world, right down to New York, Mark Williams, and he's going to give us a speech called "I Got the World on a String." Okay, so get that? I got the world on a string. And not only are we going to hear Mark Williams speak and give us his amazing speech, but we're also going to have Randolph Thomas come in and give us an evaluation, which always makes everything so much better that we can actually talk about it and actually discuss the amazing things and the things that we can do better and the things that we can improve on. So feel free to call in. If you're listening and you have something to say, you can call us at 914-338-0686 and stand by, because I will see you, we will see you, and we will get to you as soon as we can. And now I'd like to introduce Mark Williams, and I want you to remember, when I say Mark Williams, it's M-A-R-C, not your traditional Mark, which I won't even mention. It's just M-A-R-C type of Mark. And listen very carefully to what he's going to talk about, because if you do, you will definitely get inspired. You will definitely be touched. And you probably will want to run off to his website called markwilliamsspeaks.com, and I will tell you how to spell that later. And you might want to check out his book called Beyond Limitations. So you have a lot of options today. So I want you to sit back and relax. And Mark, I really like to welcome you to Tippy Talk. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Tippy, thank you for having me today. It's wonderful to be here, and happy Memorial Day to you and all the listeners.
Thank you so much. And I'd like also to welcome Randy Thomas to the show. Randy, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, Tippy.
Very excited to have you guys here. So we're going to start with Mark Williams giving us a speech, Mark, the speech that you're going to give us today, was that something that you formulated throughout, like, your life? Was it something that you came up with? How did you come up with the idea of putting it together like that?
You know, Tibby, I've often thought about different ways to take things that have happened to me in the past and formulate it into a message that can hopefully be valuable to people. And as I've told story after story after story, what I've learned is to dig a little bit deeper for things that we might not always be comfortable to share, because sometimes it's the things that are least uncomfortable to share that we think nobody else can relate to that are sometimes the most valuable nugget. So I dug a little bit deeper into my dark closet and pulled something out that I hopefully will be very helpful to people who are listening tonight and listening afterwards.
I like that dark closet things, because what I've done was the other way around. I kind of ran into the dark closet and closed the door.
Yeah, that's quite traditional. That's quite traditional. But as I heard someone say the other night, the pain is a part of the path. And sometimes we only want to look for the lighter sides in life and forget that if we can get through the painful parts of the past, what we really teach people is that if you can get through anything, you can do just about anything. So we need to celebrate the dark closet and bring some light to it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to write it down. So if you can get through anything, you can – go ahead. If you can get through anything,
if you can
what?
If you can get through anything, you can do anything.
I can do anything. Boy, I can probably do a lot of things then, because I had to get through way too many things. I need to
pain
explore
that.
Maybe I have to get out of the closet. I definitely need to get out of that closet. That's no question about it. So I'm going to let Mark Williams give us our speech that I was very touched. It's called "I Got the World on a String, Mark. So go for it, and Randolph, listen to it, and that way you can evaluate it afterwards. Mark Williams.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to ask you this question. If there's one thing that you could do that would really make you happy, what would you do? And how might you be allowing someone else to get in the way of what you want to do? Fellow Talkmasters, Tippy, Randy, and everyone else listening, when I was a kid, something that I really wanted to do that I knew would make me happy was escape my own reality. And if you've ever wanted to escape your own reality, then maybe you know that some people try to do that in a positive way, some try to do it in a negative way, but me, when I was a kid, I used to try to do it in a very strange way. See, when I was about 5 years old, I used to sit on the floor, wrap a shoestring around my finger, and twirl it around the ground. And I really enjoyed playing with my strings until one day when my stepfather turned over to my mother and said, "You need to stop him from doing that." And my mother asked why, and he said, "Because he looks retarded." He actually used that word. And it cut me so deeply that I remember it to this day, and it makes me want to ask, have you ever been judged for something you really wanted to do or for something you really wanted to be? And if so, if that ever made you second guess the things that you wanted to do, today I would like to share with you what I learned about how to stop what anybody else is thinking from getting in the way of the things that would make you happy. Now, I know that my mother said something to protect me from what he thought, but all I could feel was that word. So I picked up my string and I dropped it in the trash, and then I sat on my bed, and with the tears falling down my face, I vowed to never play with my strings ever again, because I didn't want anybody to ever think that I was that word. And then my mother walked in and she asked, "Marky, would you like to tell me what you see when you're playing with your strings?" And I shook my head feverishly because I was too ashamed to admit that wrapped around my finger was everything that I imagined I could be. I imagined that I was the world's greatest athlete. I imagined that I was the world's most entertaining performer. I imagined that I was the world's bravest superhero. I imagined that I was rich, that I was famous, that I could save the world, that I was free to be anything that I wanted to be, and that I was great at everything that I wanted to do. See, wrapped around my finger was my great escape from a harsh reality of being that poor kid from that violent neighborhood, the stepson of an unemployed alcoholic ex-con who was just frustrated from his own reality, the only son of an illiterate, poor mother who was just suffering from her own reality. And our reality was so poor and misfortunate that I remember standing in a grocery store one day, staring at a pack of 50-cent cookies that I wanted so badly. But I never asked my mother to buy them for me because I knew we couldn't afford them. So what did I do that night? I got down on the floor, wrapped a string around my finger, and twirled it around the ground. And after I imagined saving the world, I imagined having this large feast. And what did I imagine having for dessert? A pack of 50-cent cookies. See, I was just a kid who wanted to dream about doing something unreal in this world, until I could one day figure out how to change my own reality. But I couldn't admit that to my mother because it just all seemed so stupid and what he thought. And unfortunately for me, at the age of 5 and for many years afterwards, I thought that what he thought and what other people thought about what I wanted to do was more important and truer than what I thought myself. And as a result, I took all those things that I really wanted to do and all those things that I really wanted to be that would make me happy, and I locked them up inside my head, afraid to let them out, always thinking about other people's opinions. And maybe you can relate. After all, how often do you think about other people's opinions? Studies show that we spend 40% of our time on self-disclosure because research shows that our brains are wired to seek other people's approval. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of approval. I mean, after all, who doesn't like a nice pat on the back or a great job, Tibby, or great job, Randy? But as the great philosopher Richard Icke once said, sometimes the greatest prison we live in is the fear of what other people think. And maybe that's why my mother always tried to teach me, Marky, some people will never be as happy or successful as they want to be because they give way too much power to what other people think. She said, Marky, never let what anybody else thinks stop you from doing what you know will make you happy. Your potential to be happy and successful will be unlimited when you can put a limit on what other people think. So, yes, to anybody out there, yes, if you want to quit one job because you think you could be successful in another career, even if someone thinks that's a crazy idea, never let what anybody else thinks stop you from doing what you know what would make you happy. And, yes, if you would like to pack your bags because you think you can live a happier life in a new city, or you want to end one relationship because you think you can be happy on your own, even if someone thinks that's a mistake, never let what anybody else thinks get in the way of what you know will make you happy. Because your potential to be happy and successful will be unlimited when you can put a limit on what other people think. If you've ever heard of Starbucks, then you probably know, or maybe you don't, that the former CEO, Howard Schultz, almost never sold a cup of cappuccino because someone told him that they thought the idea. But you know why there's over 27,000 Starbucks around the world? Because he never let what anybody else thought stop him from doing what he knew would make him happy. Your potential to be happy and successful will be unlimited when you can put a limit on what other people think. And let me be clear, I'm not saying that we shouldn't care about what other people think. What I'm saying is that we should just not make what other people think be more important than what we know will make us happy. So then how do you put a limit on what other people's opinions? One, you figure out the positive things you already think about yourself. Two, you say those positive things to yourself several times a day because studies show that people who accomplish the most consistently say positive things about themselves. And three, you surround yourself by people who believe the same positive things about you as you do too. Just like my mother believed positive things about me. And that's why I got back on the ground, wrapped a shoestring around my finger, and twirled it around the floor until I found something else to do that I thought would make me happy. And if you can do the same thing too, so that nobody else can pull your strings out of your hand, because your world belongs on your string, then there will never be a limit to how free you can feel to do anything you want that will really make you happy. Thank you.
Wow, I'm holding my breath. Very, very well done. Good job.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's actually, every time I hear you doing this, Mark, it's getting better. So I'm assuming that that little string is what got you all the way to Dubai. And before I let Randolph do the evaluation, I have to ask you one little question.
Please.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Where is that? Where is that string now?
Ooh. You know, it's funny. That string has been and has manifested in various ways. In various ways. I don't know if it's a string anymore, but the string still exists in another type of manifestation. But every time I do this, I do carry a string with me.
Yeah, I noticed that because it kind of puts you in the string mood. I get that. Very well done.
Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Well, I love it. And I know that Randolph has been listening very carefully to you. And he's ready. Randolph, hi. Have you been listening very carefully?
Yes, Tippy. How are you guys doing? Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Randy. I really appreciate you being here tonight. As I told Tippy before, anything we do is only good when it's done in progress. So I really appreciate you listening tonight, and I'm really looking forward to your thoughts and how you can help me make it better.
Great.
And what you did really, really well. So I'm going to introduce Randolph Thomas, who is also an amazing inspirational speaker in his own right. And Randy, take it away.
Okay, great. First thing I would like to do with Mark, I would like to thank you for taking on this commitment. When anyone is asked to do anything, the main ingredient is commitment, and you demonstrated commitment. And because of your commitment, I've truly been blessed. It gives me great honor to be able to evaluate your speech. You've done a great job.
Thank you.
And I'm not even clear, though. I qualified to evaluate you because it was such a phenomenal job. It was such a phenomenal. And not only was it actually phenomenal, but, Mark, I must say, it really actually touched me. There's a difference between a motivational speaker and an inspirational speaker. Today, you was truly an inspirational speaker because it touched my spirit. And it was so much identification in what you shared about. I love about your title, I Got the World on My String. And as I was listening to you, I wanted to find out and see how you was going to incorporate that in your speech. And you talked about that dark closet that we all experience in our lives, a place where we try to hide. And in that dark closet, you reveal something about yourself and you shared some reality. And I, too, can identify with being moved by something someone else said. You think of yourself as more important than what others think of you, and that's what you demonstrated. When you were sharing, you touched me in terms of dealing with the imagination. Einstein once said, right, in his eloquent words, imagination is everything. It is the pure view of life come an attraction. And you showed what your imagination could do. and the importance of believing in yourself. I thought your speech was really great. Not only did you spoke, but you spoke with passion. And that's another thing, when utilizing your imagination, you're able to connect with passion. And I heard the passion in your voice. So that passion demonstrated you were speaking from a place of experience. You're speaking from a place that you've been. And that's what made that speech so beautiful. At the end, I wanted to hear more of the confidence and the change that it did, right? Mm-hmm. And kind of slow down a little bit at the end. But most of all, you touched me so much that I wanted to hear more, and I did not want your speech to end because I wanted to hear more, because I was so in touch with what you were saying. You hit the ball out the park. I got the world on the string. I love it. I love it. Phenomenal job, Mark. Phenomenal job.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you. I appreciate that. Very much appreciated that. I appreciate that. I definitely have a couple of questions, but I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Great job, Mark. Beautiful. Great job. You know, also, I wanted to add, while I was listening to you, it made me think of some things that I want to do in furthering my education and communication. And one of the things, I wanted to go back to school, and I remember going to school, and I was able to pass accounting, but I had such a tough time in English, and I thought my teacher was so unfair, and I flunked English. And I flunked English throughout the history of my schooling. And the thing that came to my mind is, say, how would I be able to communicate? And I had a mentor told me, I said, well, there are certain words that I cannot pronounce. And he said, well, then don't pronounce those words. And every day I dream and think and imagine standing on that platform and not only speaking, but with hopes to touch people's lives as you've touched mine today. And I see the importance of being able to touch other people's lives. And you said about sharing about that deep reality about yourself. Thank you again, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Look at my past and be proud of my
experience. I appreciate that.
Very powerful. Very powerful. So, Mark, do you want to? Do you have any? We're gonna do a little bit, go a little bit deeper here, and let Mark ask you some questions, Randy, because better that way.
Randy, again, thank you 1,000 times. You know, when we're really proud of our work, it's always nice to know that we're achieving what we aim to do. So. Your words really uplifted me. So I thank you so much. And you gave me a couple of nuggets to think about as well. One of the things that you had mentioned is that you wanted to hear more of that confidence. And I was wondering if you could elaborate a little bit more on that in terms of what you might have been looking for towards the end.
Well, a strong closing, and how important imagination is, and how important not to allow other people's opinion determine your future.
Okay. All right. But how important imagination is.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Tiffy.
So I can definitely identify with Randy, what he was saying, that I didn't want you to stop talking. And I think I know what he meant by it a little bit more, but he said, ending with what he did. But for me, if you would have gone on from here, I mean, you could have gone on for 45 minutes, I'd still be okay. But if you would have gone on from here and given, like, one specific example of something that you did in spite of someone telling you not to do it, then I would have a specific example, because there were so many powerful words that you said. And another very powerful thing that you did, which I think you definitely have, like, a really strong way of doing it, is key phrases that you repeated, like repetition, you know, the repetition, like never let what anyone else thinks get in the way of doing what you want. And you said it a few times. And every time you said it, my brain felt more comfortable with it. And So repetition is very powerful if it's done in a specific way. I mean, if you're going to get up there and say the same word 25 times, I think I might fall asleep. But the way you used it, it was so powerful that it made me the opposite. It made me, like, wake up, say, yeah, wait a minute, that's what he just said.
All right. All right. That's helpful. That's helpful. Repetition, I've learned from just watching and listening a lot of people and trying to study the craft. Something else that I've learned from studying other people is humor. And so I'm wondering, this is, you know, going into that dark closet can sometimes be very heavy. And I'm just wondering, Randy and Tippy, did you hear any opportunities where humor could be incorporated into the speech?
Yes.
Absolutely. Randy, what do you think?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely going into that dark closet, you know, there are some things that, you know, we don't want anyone to kind of know. And you'd be surprised of the identification that one might get in just sharing those, some of those experiences. What are those experiences, those dark closet experiences that you wouldn't want the world to hear? I think that would make a whole lot of difference and enable you to be able to laugh at yourself. And that's the identification. You know, being able to laugh at yourself when someone shares, because we are not unique in no way, form, or fashion, that there's nothing, and that was one of my things. I always thought that whatever I did or whatever I experienced, I was the only one in the world experienced, to find out that nowhere near was I the only one. And that was the definition to say, oh, wow, okay, you too? And I was able to laugh and get free with just looking at the funny things about my life.
Gotcha. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
So let me add something about humor, because you said high humor. There are specific rules and regulations on how to say sometimes the exact same in a humorous way. And it's different little it's little innuendos that we don't really think about unless you think about, okay, I want to put some humor here. So for example, one thing that would be humorous is something unexpected. Like if I say something like, well, I woke up in the middle of the night, I didn't want to open my eyes as I was walking, because if I opened my eyes, I wouldn't be able to go back to sleep. But I needed some water really, really badly. And so I walked down the stairs with my eyes closed, feeling it. And then I opened the refrigerator and I saw the dog in the refrigerator. So seeing something unexpected or doing something unexpected.
Got you.
That's
okay.
Good.
That was good. That was a great visual.
Yeah. Well, took me in too. I thought he was going to see some food. You said a dog.
Yeah. I didn't see that one coming.
Right. So if it's something that you don't see coming, it's always very funny. That's the unexpected. And there are also other, I think there's about 7 to 10. I just learned it from this guy, Peter DiPaola, who is putting together a workshop on humor and happiness. And he's a magician, and he basically was a comedian for a while. And he's done such a huge amount of research on humor and how to deliver it and what it is. Those little things that he gives you when you put a speech together, you know what, I can put that here. And that'll make it humorous, because you're talking about a very heavy subject. I wouldn't really want to change anything, because I loved it the way it is. But if you want to lighten it up and you throw in something funny that somebody laughs, that takes the whole thing to an entire new level.
Okay. All right. I'll do some homework on that. One other question that I had that came to mind is, sometimes there's a time limit on how long you have to deliver a speech, right? And I appreciate the two of you saying, if I could have gone on, you know, there's more you would have been happy to hear. But what if I didn't have as much time to speak? Is there anything you heard that you would say, well, you know, you could cut that detail out and it would still be fine?
Well, actually, from what I heard, nothing I would want to cut out, because everything, and I think that's the beauty of the speech, wanting more. Here's the other flip side of that. Hearing a speech and was glad they ended. That's not the case with you. You wasn't glad that it ended, you know, because you wanted to hear more. You signified that was a great speech. We wanted more. So I thought it was a fabulous job, an extraordinary job. It was great. I wouldn't change anything about the speech at all. It was good.
Thank
Excellent.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
I totally agree. I agree with Randy completely. I would not change anything. If they give you more time, then that's where I would go, is to maybe a personal story of how somebody said, oh, what are you stupid, don't do it, and then how you did it and overcame that voice in their head. Somebody saying that would be a really good connection, but, you know, you're not always going to have that time. It's true.
Uh-huh. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You know, a lot of the questions that I'm trying to ask are questions that I've really learned to ask about, once again, how to just try to make the message stronger. So I appreciate your feedback on that. This has really been a great experience for me. Anytime I get to share and anytime I get to get feedback, that's extremely more valuable than you could probably even imagine. So I want to thank the two of you immensely.
Well, thank you.
Okay,
thank you, Mark. Thank you for the experience.
So Mark, it's totally been my pleasure. There is another thing that you did that is very powerful. And in the middle of the speech, somewhere along the line, you asked the question, maybe you can relate.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes back to what Randy was saying about he thought that he was the only one that was ever going through certain things. And really, you find that everybody is. And now one person that's listening to you cannot relate. Everybody can relate. But the fact that you even ask that, what you're doing is you're having the audience screaming, yeah, I can relate, I can relate. And you're making them want to hear more.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Thank you. I mean, I know I asked the question, but it's like you said, sometimes you really think your experience is so unique that that it doesn't resonate. So it's happy to hear, as Randy said, we are not as unique as we might think we are.
Yeah, we're unique. Nobody ever takes a string around their finger to use their imagination. Not that I've ever heard of. That's a brand new one.
But you know what's so powerful about that, and I love that title, is that taking back your power. What you demonstrated is taking back the power. At one time, the world had the power. You took back the power. And now you have the world on the string spinning it around. The world is not spinning you around. And I love that. And now I loved it. I loved that whole idea.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Well, as I told Tibby last time, when we were talking about speaking in general, we were talking about the art of coming up with a title, and I struggled a lot with this one, and I happened to run into a jazz musician who was in the audience when I was delivering the speech once, and I give her the credit for coming up. She heard with coming up with the speech title. She heard something, and I wrote it down, and I tried it out, and once again, thank you for sharing that feedback. You really pinpointed that. When you have a musical ear, you can hear a lot of things, and it's very helpful. So I'm glad that the title worked.
Yes, it did.
Mm. Yeah.
And I like what you just said. I took back the power. And I'm not – yeah, that's a powerful statement right there, Randy. Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not just listening with a musical ear. It's just about learning to listen, which happens to be really difficult for us to do because we never train to listen. And that's part of what Randolph was doing. He was listening very carefully. He was able to listen. And that's why he was touched even more than he would normally be touched if he was just listening, not really listening. There's a difference, too.
But you know what? Mark hit onto something which is very extraordinary, Mark, because I grew up loving music. I was a drummer. I played drums, and I love music. As a matter of fact, music is another form of therapy for me. And that ability to listen to various different sounds. Like, I can listen to various instruments, and instruments have ability to communicate. It communicates to the spirit. To some, it's just a sound. But for me, when I listen to a trumpet, or I listen to a saxophone, or I listen to the drum, or bass, or guitar, it's communicating. It's saying something to me, and it speaks to my emotion. So when you talked about going into the music, and you talked about the ability to listen, see, listening is indeed an art. It's truly an art. And when you begin to listen and you can feel the beat in your spirit, it moves you. And I'm finding that even when speaking, if you can find your rhythm, you can find that beat, and you get into that zone, you can just go. Because it's a beat. Everything is based on a sound, and when you listen, you can hear it. And what I was hearing from you is I was hearing a place that I once was at. Mm. I heard it. I heard it loud and clear. I heard the dysfunctional. I heard being in a dysfunctional environment. I heard that. And I heard that pain that you get in that dysfunctional. I also heard when someone says something that hurts you so bad that you go to the feelings of less than, not good enough. And it haunts you all your life, trying to make that feeling go away, less than, not good enough. And I heard that when you were speaking. Totally identify that feeling and that experience. Wow.
Thank you. I'm just writing down all this stuff. It's always rich for me.
Awesome.
It's always rich for me. Always
awesome.
Rich for me.
I've
learned to say thank you 1,001 times. I'm going to say it 1,002 times. Thank you. It was very helpful.
Okay. Like that.
Well, I'm certainly very grateful. I'm very, very grateful that you came on to Tippy Talk to do that for my people. They really, I think each and every person is going to appreciate it. I really, really feel very grateful that Randolph came also and was able to give an objective and personal evaluation. I think you did a great job too, Randolph. And
yeah.
I'm really, really grateful. So we really are kind of creating a huge grateful ball of light, which is very powerful, not just for us right here or for anyone that's listening. It's a powerful ball of light that kind of goes out into the world and resonates and brings some light into all the darkness that we have all over the world right now.
Hey, Tippy, you think that I can ask Mark for an invitation to come to our open house on June 6th?
I already asked him. He can't do it.
Yes, I was so disappointed. It was June 6th or June 7th?
June 7th.
Ah, you almost got me very excited when you said June 6th. June 7th, I can't make it. Oh, I'm so sorry, so disappointed not to be able to do that.
But we look.
I know, they really picked today. It's also the day
I'm
flying out of New York.
If anything changes, and it's not too late, I will let you know if anything does.
Oh, great, great.
Okay.
We will truly be honored and blessed with your presence, yes.
Appreciate that. It would be my honor.
Yes, and you know, time flies when you're having fun, so we're totally over our time limit, and it's been an amazing time that I didn't even realize that we went way over our half hour, but it was definitely worth doing it. Once again, I really would like to thank you, Mark and Randy, for giving us such an exceptional half hour for our listeners to listen to. And guys, enjoy the rest of the Memorial Day weekend, and I hope you didn't eat too much today.
No, definitely did not, and I'm happy for that. I actually got some exercise in today.
Okay.
Happy Memorial Day.
And once again,
yes,
Tippy, I want to thank you as well in inviting me. It was truly an experience. At first, I was wondering, I was like, wow, should I do this? And you know, it's amazing how fear would try to crop in and tell you, well, don't do this and don't do that. And I said, you know what, I'm having an opportunity to take myself to another level and challenge that fear. And it seems like every time I'm trying to get to the next level, fear always meet me right at that door and try to prevent me from walking through that door. And the only way you can achieve anything in life, when fear comes and he shows up, fear, get out the way. I'm walking through that door, and I'm so glad that I did. God bless, Ma. Thank you. You bless me.
Thank you. That was very powerful. That's going to make me sleep well tonight and get up and try to tackle on everything tomorrow. Thank you, Randy. And thank you, Tippy, for putting this all together.
Powerful, powerful stuff. And we've come to the end of our time together here on Tippy Talk. Thank you, Mark, and thank you, Randolph. And we're looking forward to seeing you again soon. It's really been a great pleasure speaking to both of you. Don't forget, we want your story. We're here to listen to your story and to share your gift. It can be any story. It does not have to be something you think is inspirational, because we here at Tippy Talk know that your story is special and we want to hear it. You've been listening to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein. We bid you a magical journey and let your talent be your potion.
Been running through me like you got somewhere to be. You're stuck in a full-time daydream. Always in a rush, I know you're busy for lunch, taking pictures of your coffee. Cold feet on the gas, I've been driving too fast, chasing you down like shots of. Every night I'm in bed, you're just a name in my head, and I say it like it's my mantra. Your AV.